From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump condemns anti-Semitism. President Donald Trump is calling recent threats against Jewish community centers horrible and painful. And he made his remarks Tuesday after touring the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
This tour was a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms.
The president's condemnation of anti-Semitic attacks comes one day after the Anti-Defamation League reported at least 10 Jewish community centers in multiple states had received bombing threats Monday, the fourth string of such threats since the beginning of the year. Last weekend, the graves of more than 170 Jews were vandalized at a cemetery in University City, Missouri. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
There were angry protests in support of a young Israeli soldier after a military court sentenced him to 18 months in prison. 20-year-old Elor Azaria was convicted of manslaughter for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. Ofer Golan heads a national campaign on behalf of Azaria. This sentence is an outrage, Golan said, adding that Azaria was a heroic young soldier fighting terrorism. He quoted an old rabbinical saying that if someone is coming to kill you, kill him first. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. UN aid agencies are appealing to international donors to provide the money they need to increase life-saving operations in drought-stricken Ethiopia and Somalia, where millions of hungry people are at risk of death and illness. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
5 years after the devastating 2011 famine killed nearly 260,000 people in Somalia, famine once again is stalking that country. The worst affected areas are in northern Puntland and Somaliland, where dozens of drought-related deaths and many illnesses already are being reported. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Leo Dobbs says thousands of people are on the move.
The government is encouraging people to stay in their districts and to wait for assistance to come to them, rather than making the long journey by foot in search of shelter and help, as happened in 2011.
He says swift and substantial action and adequate funding are needed to avoid famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations estimates more than 5.6 million people in Ethiopia are affected by one of the worst droughts to hit the Horn of Africa in decades. As he celebrated his 93rd birthday on Tuesday, Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe brushed aside persistent allegations of corruption against senior officials, saying rumor mongers were merely targeting big fish in his administration. In comments to be aired on state media on Tuesday, the world's oldest leader said he would act if shown evidence, even though graft scandals involving ministers and even members of his own family are regular fare in local newspapers. He also talked about his potential relationship with the new Trump administration and the lifting of certain sanctions.
We are just now under sanctions imposed on us, not by Donald Trump, but by Obama. Just imagine that. I don't know. Give him time.
Transparency International said in October that Zimbabwe ranked poorly on corruption and was losing at least $1 billion annually to graft. A suicide gun and bomb attack on a courthouse in northwestern Pakistan on Tuesday killed at least seven people and wounded 30 others. Police and witnesses said three gunmen wearing suicide vests stormed the courthouse in the town of Charsada and lobbed hand grenades to try to enter the main building. The district police chief told reporters security guards swiftly challenged the assailants, prompting two of them to detonate their own vests during the gunfight, while the third attacker was gunned down. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.